So we'll chant some prayers and start with today's Srimad-Bhagavatam class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Narayanam Namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Devim Saraswatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Tato Jayamudiraye.
Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu.
Nashta Praesha Bhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttamashloke.
Bhagavati Uttamashloke.
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhakti Naishtiki.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nandagopakumaraya.
Nandagopakumaraya.
Govindaya namo namaha.
Govindaya namo namaha.
So welcome to today's special session. As it was mentioned in the message, for change, after understanding some concepts of Bhagavad Gita, understanding some tattvas from Bhagavad Gita, we'll see beautiful pastime from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Putanavadhar. I'm sure you might have heard, you have seen, now we have cartoons also which shows all this, right? So we'll see this wonderful pastime of the Lord, and the different lessons that we get to learn from this pastime. Yes? So this is a sloka which we'll chant. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 6th chapter, 3rd sloka. Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu.
Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi.
Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu.
Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi.
Yatu Dhanyas Chatatrahi.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartu.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Satvatam Bhartu.
Kurvanti Bhartu.
Yatu Dhanyascha Tatrahi.
Yatu Dhanyascha Tatrahi.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur.
Yato Dhanyascha Tatrahi.
Yato Dhanyascha Tatrahi. Yes, one more.
Nayatra Shravanadini.
Nayatra Raksho Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti
Satvatam Bhartur.
Yatu
Dhanyascha Tatrahi. One from Mataji's.
Nayatra
Shravanadini.
Jnani Svakarmasu.
Kurvanti Satvatam Bhartur. Yatu Dhanyascha Tatrahi.
Yes,
wherever.
Wherever.
Shravanadini.
Shravanadini.
The activities of Bhakti Yoga beginning with hearing and chanting.
The activities of Bhakti Yoga beginning with hearing and chanting.
Raksha Jnani.
Raksha Jnani.
The sound vibrates all danger and bad image.
Swakarmasu.
One is engaged in his own occupational duty.
Kurvanti.
Such things are done. Satvatam
Bhavatu.
Of the protector of the devotees. Yatu dhanyaha. Disturbing elements, bad elements.
Also.
Tatrahi.
There must be.
Translation. My dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Padam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sargajatam Sarganadarunatamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarganadarunatamitam Shri Vishakamitam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaye Srimate Bhakti Vedanti Yamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pachaye Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Yoram Shri Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Diya Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostaye Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Danta Neshwari Vrishabhana Namostate Devi Pranami Devi Vancha Kalpata Rubhishya Kripa Sindhu Vyayacha Patitanam Pavanityo Vaishnavityo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Mukham Karoti Vachalam Prabhu Nakhaya Hare Hirmya Kripatam Vande Shri Vrindi Gatare Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwara Okay, so this shloka which we just recited, that is Nayatra Shravanadi, it is chanted by a personality called Sukadeva Goswami to a personality called Parikshit Maharaj. Now, who are these two people? And what is this book, Srimad Bhagavatam? How many of us have some idea of Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj? Yes? I should ask the other question. How many of us don't have any idea of Parikshit Maharaj Sukadeva Goswami? Okay. So, Bhagavad Gita is a discussion between Krishna and Arjuna. So, there is a discussion between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Yes. So, this book, Srimad Bhagavatam, is very wonderful. How this book came into existence, how this book descended from Goloka Vrindavan. Let's understand that first, and then we'll get into this pastime of Putranavar. So let's see if we can complete, because this pastime of Putranavar at least needs 2 to 3 hours, where we discuss various lessons of Putranavar, and we'll try to compress it as much as possible, finish it in 1.5 hours. So now this personage, you know who is Parikshit? Grandson of Arjuna? Yes, so he's grandson of Pandavas. Now this Parikshit Maharaj, he went on to a hunting expedition. Now what happened in the forest is, his entire troop went to one side and he got separated from his entourage. Yes, so he was alone now. He was thirsty. So just searching for water, he saw a hermitage. He goes there, and in that hermitage, there was a saint, a sage, was sitting and doing meditation. Yes, completely immersed in meditation. Yes, not like as well chanting. Keep seeing around. He was completely immersed in meditation. Now when Parikshit Maharaj came, he didn't notice the Sri Maharaj has come. And no, he was continuing with his meditation. But Parikshit Maharaj got offended. Firstly, he was thirsty. Yes. Whenever we are thirsty and hungry, yes, anger automatically comes. Have you seen that? Yes. At least when I am hungry, I go crazy. Yes, so I make sure I keep punching something. So this person, when he was thirsty, he saw the sage is not responding, he is not entertaining. He became very angry. You know what he did? He did the sage. You have seen when the speaker is sitting, so flower garland is put across. Yes? So here, what happened was, the sage is sitting and Parikshit Maharaj saw a dead snake lying down. He took the dead snake and garlanded the sage. He wanted to offend the sage in this way. Mm-hmm. He wanted to reciprocate because the sage didn't receive Parikshit Maharaj, so Parikshit Maharaj wanted to do something. Yes. And he just left from that place. Now Parikshit Maharaj is going towards his kingdom, towards his palace. He was actually thinking, why did I do this? If you see, Parikshit Maharaj is a very pure devotee. So he started thinking, why did I do this? Yes. And this is one side. Now the other side. The son of the sage, his name was? Sringi. So this son also knows that this king has garlanded my father with a lot of awe and reverence, a dead snake. And he got very angry. He took some pure water. He was a kid actually. But at that time, even the kids, the Brahmana kids, had so much of power that they could curse anyone and everyone. Just imagine if our kids get some power to curse. So Sringi, he cursed Parikshit Maharaj. He said, in next 7 days, you will die. Now this message went to Parikshit Maharaj. When this message went to Parikshit Maharaj, firstly, Parikshit Maharaj was already thinking, why would I do this? And as soon as this message came that he's going to die in next 7 days, what he might have done? Yes. Normally I ask this question to the audience, what we will do when we have some 7 days with us? So maybe sometimes college students might say that go out for a world tour. Yes. Or go around with people. Or go out to some restaurants and have as much as possible. So on and so forth. But Parikshit Maharaj did a different thing. What he did was, he left the kingdom immediately. He left the entire kingdom, a beautiful palace which he had, all the wealth he had. You know for what? To go and understand about Krishna. Because he understood, I've got last few moments in my life. If now I don't understand about Krishna, or now if I don't meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, yes, it will be danger. He just left his place. And you know where he went? To Haridwar, on the banks of Madhya Ganga. So now there, as soon as everyone got to know that the pure devotee of the Lord Parikshit Maharaj has left his kingdom and has come here, everyone felt something great is going to happen now. Everyone came. Big sages, the saints with their disciples. You know, it was almost like an auditorium. Yes. Like on the pitch, it's Parikshit Maharaj alone standing and everyone has assembled now. Yes. Now Parikshit Maharaj is holding his hands and calling out for people that please enlighten me about Krishna. And here no one is coming ahead because they are not feeling that they are qualified. And then a person walks in. His name is Shukadeva Goswami. You know who is Shukadeva Goswami? Son of?
Vyasadeva.
Hmm? You know who is Vyasadeva?
Son of
Maharaj. Yeah, but what is the significance in our life? He wrote all the Vedic scriptures. Yes? So son of Vyasadeva, you know, Sukadeva Goswami, he walks in that stadium. Yes. So it's not a stadium, by the way. Just to make your understanding, say it's a stadium. So he walks in. And when he walks in there, yes, everyone stood up. All the great personalities. And Parikshit Maharaj, he started begging from Sukadeva Goswami that please enlighten me about Lord Krishna. And this discussion between Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadeva Goswami is Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, we got to know what is Srimad Bhagavatam, everyone. Now next. Why is Srimad Bhagavatam is so much relished by all the devotees? See, Bhagavad Gita is teachings of Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is a case study of Krishna's pastimes and his devotees. Okay? So all the philosophies given in Bhagavad Gita, where we understand the Krishna Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, we understand what are the different pastimes that Krishna did, what are the different pastimes that his devotees did. Right? Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling, now he's giving different instructions, but how to execute those instructions, different devotees in Bhagavatam are teaching us that. Right? So this is one beautiful shloka. Now we'll start with this and then we'll proceed with today's topic. A very beautiful shloka which talks about the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Palam Sukamukat Amrita Dravam Samyutam Pibata Bhagavata Rasamalayam Aho Mohur Mohur Aho Rasika Bhui Bhavkana. This is saying that it is giving analogy. The entire Vedas can be considered as a tree. Okay? It's a fruit giving tree. And the speciality of the fruits on this tree is it doesn't have the skin outside and the seed inside. It's only pulp. Yes? And who is the king of all the fruits? Mango. That fruit is there, just the pulp. Just imagine how wonderful it will be. Yes? So such a fruit is there. And the beauty of this fruit is, it has been touched by the beak of a parrot. What happens when the parrot touches a fruit with its beak? It becomes dirty. It becomes more sweet. Yes, it becomes more sweet. So now this fruit has been touched by a parrot. Yes. So the entire tree is considered, like all the Vedic scriptures are considered as this tree. That fruit that I'm talking about is that Srimad Bhagavatam. And you know the parrot who is touching? Who is he? So in Sanskrit, parrot means Shuka. Yes. So Sukadeva Goswami is actually speaking Srimad Bhagavatam from his mouth. The Srimad Bhagavatam is coming. It's like he's touching with its beak. Yes. So it has become even more sweet. And now this sweet Srimad Bhagavatam is relished by whom? He's relished by everyone, including the liberated souls. This is what this verse means. Right? So Srimad Bhagavatam is the life and soul of all the devotees. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam every single day is what is the duty of all the devotees. Yes. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam, we have got 12 cantos. So like we have one Bhagavad Gita, yes. So like that here we have got 12 parts, 12 cantos, yes. Which starts from different aspects of the Lord. Finally in 10th canto, different pastimes of the Lord, yes. And it continues like that is 12th canto. Now in this 10th canto, we have this wonderful pastime of Uttara Avatar, yes. How Krishna killed Uttara. This is given in the 6th chapter. So this verse that we read, you know, the translation was, my dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Now, I'll recite now the first two shlokas and you'll get to know what is the third shloka. Yes? Please hear carefully. Sukadeva Goswami continued. This is the first shloka of the chapter. My dear king, while Nanda Maharaj was on the way home, he considered that what Vasudev had said could not be false or useless. There must have been some danger of disturbances in Gokula. As Nanda Maharaj thought about the danger for his beautiful son Krishna, he was afraid and he took shelter at the lotus feet of Supreme Controller. Second shloka. While Nanda Maharaj was returning to Gokula, the same fierce Putana, whom Kamsa had previously engaged to kill babies, was wandering about in the town, cities and villages, doing her nefarious duty. And after that comes third verse that we just chanted, that is, my dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any danger from bad elements. Now if you see the first two verses, he's talking about Nanda Maharaj has gone to some place. Okay. Now, Krishna is just 6 days young that we're talking. Now, we cannot say 6 days old, right? Krishna. 6 days young. So, he's just 6 days. And Nanda Maharaj has gone to some other place.
What was so urgent? When Krishna appeared in Gokul Mahavan, or you know, when Krishna was transferred from Mathura to Gokul, so that time when he was there in Gokul, as soon as Krishna appeared there, lot of opulence came into picture. Lot of opulence came. Yes. I guess in one of the Gita sessions we have seen that wherever there is Narayana, Lakshmi has to come. Right? So she was there. Lakshmi was there. I mean, a lot of opulence was there. Now, if you see the pastime of Kansa Maharaj. So Kansa Maharaj, he ordered all his Asura Gana, all his associates, that whichever child is born in last 10 days, now that child should be killed. Right? And who came forward to accept this challenge or accept this service? Putana. So Putana came to accept the service. Yes. And then she was around killing, you know, different babies. So now what happened is, Nanda Maharaj thought that Kansa is already doing something like this. He was not knowing about Putana and all these things. But he was knowing that Kansa is going to do something like this. So just to safeguard that something good is happening here, he himself went to give tax to Kansa Maharaj. Yes. So now, if the opulence is there, then there will be some doubt what is happening here. Then the ministers will come and see what is happening. And then they'll see, they'll find this, you know, small, beautiful child. Yes. So just to avoid that, Nanda Maharaj, he went to Mathura to give the tax. Now, there in Mathura, Nanda Maharaj met his brother. Who is he? Vasudev. Okay. So he met his brother Vasudev, and Vasudev told one wonderful thing to Nanda Maharaj. What are you doing here? There are a lot of mishaps already happening in Gokul Mahavan. Please go as soon as possible. Now that is what is the description here. So Nanda Maharaj is walking towards Gokul Mahavan from Mathura. Yes? And now he's thinking, oh, what might be happening there? What might be happening in Gokul Mahavan? Yes? And in that thought he's going, and this is what Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj. And this Putana, the description of Putana is coming into this picture. Yes. Now Sukadeva Goswami is describing about Putana. Now Kans Maharaj wanted someone to go around and kill the babies. Yes. In fact, when the eighth child, seemingly the daughter, yes, or seemingly the daughter of Vasudev, was Durga. I hope all of us know this pastime, right? So Kans Maharaj, what he did? He took that baby girl and he tried smashing on the ground. And she came in 10-handed form, Durga, and she started laughing and she said, you're that personified has appeared somewhere else. Yes, you are a great fool. Now, as soon as he heard this, he was bewildered. And he was fearful. What is going to happen now? He called all his ministers. Now, Asura will have, you know, ministers like Asura only. Now, this person is fearful and he's asking all his ministers, what should be done now? And just imagine the good association what Kans Maharaj had. They started giving him nice suggestion. They said, how much time it would have been this child has appeared, your death personified, Vishnu has appeared. Maybe some 9 to 10 days, that's it. Yes. Let's kill all the babies all around. Yes, why to wait? Let's kill everyone. But who will go? Putana comes into picture. I will go. Now this is the description that Sukadeva Goswami is giving. That Putana is going around killing the babies. But why suddenly Sukadeva Goswami is talking about chanting and hearing? Yes. When this description started, Parikshit Maharaj's face became fearful. Oh, Putana is going around. She's killing babies. It means she'll come to Gokula also. If she comes to Gokula, Krishna is there. She will kill Krishna as well. Now, let me tell you, Parikshit Maharaj has heard full 9 cantos. Okay? He understood that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, he's becoming fearful. You know why? Because when he was hearing about Krishna's baby form, he came in the Vatsalya mode, the parental mode. He forgot Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He started feeling, oh my Krishna, what will happen to him? Yes? But that mode, when, you know, he gave expression of fear. At that time, Sukadeva Goswami is chanting the shloka. My dear king, wherever people in any position perform their occupational duties of devotional service by chanting and hearing, there cannot be any danger for bad elements. So he's talking about Putana. Yes? Therefore, there was no need for anxiety about Gokula while the Supreme Personality of Godhead was personally present. Yes? So this is the shloka. Now let's come back to today's session. This was just a warm-up. So we are going to learn, or we are going to analyze this pastime of Putanavar and try to learn 10 wonderful lessons which we can implement in our life. Ready everyone? Yes? Now let's bring Putana to Gokul directly. No PPTs are there. Yes. We can switch it. It's all? So, yeah, let's bring Putana to Gokul Mahavan. There's a lot of prerequisite, but we'll not go through all that. Now, Putana comes to Gokul Mahavan. Putana is a demoness. Very horrifying in her looks. But what she did, you know? She came to Gokul Mahavan and she disguised herself in a very, very beautiful form. Sukadeva Goswami describes the beauty of Putana in two verses. Yes, two big verses talking about Putana. Right from head to toe. Yes, he's describing that she had beautiful flowers, you know, in her hair, how she was looking, what she was wearing, so on and so forth. Why was Sukadeva Goswami describing Putana from top to bottom? He could have directly said, right, she just disguised in a beautiful form. Why is he actually described from top to bottom? Towards the end, ask me this question, I'll answer. Yes? Or I'll ask the question, you can answer. Yes? Please remember this question. Now, Putana came there, and all the gopis and gopas. Yes? Putana was looking very, very beautiful. Don't try to imagine. She was looking very beautiful. Yes? And when all the gopas and gopis are looking at Putana, it's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that all the gopas are mesmerized by seeing the beauty of Putana. Yes? So this is understood. No males getting attracted and seeing the beautiful form of female. But the gopis were attracted, seeing the beautiful form of Putana. That's how beautiful she was. And now the gopis are trying to analyze that why this lady has come and who is this lady? So one gopi is saying, oh, she's looking like goddess of fortune. See, she's so beautiful. Now the other gopi is asking, how do you say that she's goddess of fortune? Then the gopi is saying, look at her hand. She's having a lotus flower in her hand. Lotus flower in the hand means Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune. Then another gopi is asking, why will goddess of fortune come here? Then another gopi is answering, maybe she has come here searching for Narayan. Now Krishna is there, right? She has come for searching for Narayan. Like this, everyone is judging, looking at Putana. This is the first lesson for the day. What were they doing? Judging from the external appearance. We do that, right? Every now and then. As soon as we see the person, as if, you know, Lord Krishna has given the authority to judge only to us, we start judging the person. Okay, his dress is looking like this. Maybe his nature might be like this. His character will surely like this. And we'll give a stamp. Yes, he is this person. Good or bad. Yes? It happens so many times that just by looking at people, we judge. And later we understand, Arad Bhakra. Yes, he's not like that. Something else. Yes? So in this, there's something called Youth Forum. Yes, where all the boys are part of that. So there was a yatra which went to Vrindavan. Okay. Now, as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, we attend few sessions, we become very, very confident. Yes, we feel like we are acharyas of the age. Yes. And we try reaching anyone and everyone whom we meet. Yes. I did that in my initial days of Krishna consciousness. I attended some few sessions and this was engineering lab was going on and the ma'am went outside and something happened. I started giving class there. That's pretty new. Yes. And everyone there started asking me questions left and right and I couldn't answer a single question. I went crazy there. Yes. This is something is seen with everyone. As soon as we hear something, we want to go and chair outside. We want to instruct. Yes. So now, you know, these boys who went out to Vrindavan, there they saw Babaji sitting under the tree. See, Vrindavan is a wonderful place. There are many, many great sages who have perfected their life. Yes? And they're relishing Krishna's pastimes there, sitting and just relishing. Yes. Now, as we hear in the class, yes, why are you sitting? Yes, we should chant the holy name. We should discuss about Krishna. So now one boy, one devotee boy, saw one Babaji sitting under the tree silently. So this boy went to that Babaji and he said, Babaji, shant kyun baithe ho? Hare Krishna naam japo. Then Babaji is looking at him and he said that tu apna dekh rahe ho, manne to Radha Rani bachavegi. You see yourself, you know, take care of yourself. For me, Srimati Radha Rani is there, she will take care of me. Yes? So the point here is, you know, we see externally, we judge and we try to instruct. There was a nice photo which I came across. So there were two photos, right? Before and after types. Or front and back photo, not before and after, front and back. So there was a boy, in that photo there's a boy, and two personalities. One girl and one old man. Beautiful girl and old man, ugly old man, they're having their hand behind like this. And this boy is trying to judge through their appearance what will be they're having in their hands. Yes. So he's thinking, this ugly man will be surely having a knife in his hand. This girl is very beautiful. She has got a very beautiful rose flower for me. And then the next photo, it was the other way around. The girl had the knife and the old man had the flower. Yes. Just by seeing externally, it's very difficult to understand what is the level of the person or what is he thinking. Right? So this is the first lesson for the day, that let's not go on the external appearance. Yes. This is what all the associates there, the gopis did. Just by seeing Putra externally, they said, oh, she's got us a fortune. And you know what they were doing? They were making way for Putra. Please come. You know, this is the place where Krishna is. Please come. Please come. Yes. So in this way, they were directing Putana towards the house of Nanda Maharaj. Yes. There's one beautiful thing which comes here in this pastime, that Putana directly goes to the house of Nanda Maharaj without going to the house of any other Gopa. Yes. Why is this? And the answer is that Krishna is there as super soul in everyone's heart. He's there as super soul in Putana's heart also. He directed Putana to the house of Nanda Maharaj. Which Krishna was thinking, if she goes to some other house, my friends are there, to be friends, in future whom I'm going to play with. Yes, they will be killed. Better, she directly comes to me. This is the second thing to understand, that Krishna is there in everyone's heart as super soul. Yes, everyone means our heart also. Yes, whatever we are thinking, willing, feeling, Krishna knows very well because he's there in our heart. It's almost like CCTV camera 24/7. Sometimes we feel that, you know, what we're doing in seclusion, no one is seeing. But Krishna is there who is looking at us. Right? He is the one who knows everything, what is our thought, and what are we doing when no one is watching us. So sometimes, you know, people ask this question, that how to get rid of bad habits? Whatever it can be, different level of bad habits, I cannot tell you. Right? Especially when we are in seclusion. And how to get rid of those bad thoughts which you're having for others? Just this one realization that Krishna is there as super soul in everyone's heart. Just this one realization that Krishna is looking at us every now and then. With this realization, we'll get rid of all these bad thoughts that we're getting. Right? He directed Putana. Why will he not direct us? Right? So this is a very, very wonderful lesson that we learn here. Now Putana came there. Yes. As soon as she entered the house of Nanda Maharaj, Rohini Yashoda are there. But they didn't obstruct her. They just allowed. You know why? All the gopis are coming there and making way. Please come, please come, please come inside. So Mother Yashoda Rohini is like, okay, Rohini is beautiful and she has come for serve, doing something good. They didn't obstruct. Yes. And now as soon as Putana entered inside the house, you know what Krishna did? Krishna closed his eyes. Now the acharyas give 21 reasons why Krishna closed his eyes. Now we'll not go for all the 21 reasons. Yes? We'll go to reasons, we'll see. One thing what Krishna thought was, in previous yuga, when I came as? I came as Lord Ramchandra, I killed the first demon who was a female. Yes. Now again, in this yuga, when I appeared myself as Krishna, Look at my forehead. Again, a demon is. And he closes his eyes. I don't want to see this. Next, no, he started thinking. Putra is coming. Yes. And she's coming with a purpose. She's going to feed me milk. And feeding milk means she's taking a position of mother. I don't want to see the ghastly form of Putra. Yes. I don't want to see how my mother is getting killed. Yes, better I'll close my eyes. Another beautiful interpretation or commentary given by Acharya. I like this very much. He closed his eyes and he started meditating on Lord Shiva. He said, "You please come. It's your job to gulp or to drink the poison. You come, you drink the poison, I'll drink the milk." Yes. And one lesson for all of us, which Krishna is teaching here, is I don't want to see the bad in Putana. I just want to accept your service. Yes. There are five things now Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives. There are five visions which people can have. Five types of vision. What are those? One is that we are thinking back, we are just speaking back. This is like normally you find such that people all around. Thinking back and speaking back. Yes, about others. Lowest. Next one, the fourth one is thinking bad and good about a person. Like he is able to see bad, he is able to see good. But along with that, what is he doing? He's just speaking back. This is the fourth class. Third class, he's thinking bad. He's thinking about good, about the other person. Yes. But, you know, what he's doing is deliberately trying to speak, you know, good about the others. Yes. And now the second one is thinking, oh, I missed something, I guess. Yes. So anyways, the first class of people are the ones who are thinking good and speaking good. Yes. So in this way we see that we have these five classes of people. And Krishna is teaching, be the first class. Think good about others and speak good about others. Right? We have wonderful deities of the lordships. We have Jagannath and we have Ranganath. Yes. So Jagannath is in which place? Puri. And where is Ranganath?
Sri Ranganath.
So now these two deities teach very wonderful things to us. Jagannath has got very big eyes. Have you seen that? Yes. And Ranganath, his eyes are closed. So Ranganath is teaching that all the devotees are coming to me. I want to give mercy to everyone without seeing the bad in them. For sure they'll commit some mistake. I want to see that. I want to give mercy to everyone. And Jagannath, with his wide open eyes, you know, he's saying that even if there is little good, I don't miss. I want to see the good and give the mercy. Yes. So this is how beautifully now the Lord is teaching, see good in others. Now Krishna closed his eyes. And Putana came there. She looked at Krishna and she picked up Krishna. Now here, Sukadeva Goswami is saying, Putana did a very big mistake. She picked up Krishna like someone picks up the rope. Picks up the rope without understanding it's a snake. What will happen if you pick up a rope or pick up a snake thinking it's a rope? We know the consequence, right? Now that's what was going to happen with Putana. There's a fourth thing to understand. Think twice before doing any action, right? It's a very, very wonderful lesson to understand. Think twice before doing any action. Now understanding, Krishna has got now a plan for all of us. Yes. Everything happens for good. So depending on Krishna's plan is very, very important, right? So now when it comes to this, everything happens for good, I remember a nice story. So there was a minister in the kingdom who used to say everything happens for good. I don't know if someone has attended my previous class last time sometime. This is a story sometime back. So what happened is anything happens in the kingdom, he'll say everything happens for good. So one day after practicing sword fighting, the king, no, he got his thumb cut. He was bleeding, like heavy bleeding. He came near the minister and the minister was bleeding and he said everything happens for good. Now the king got crazy. He said, how dare you say that? And you know, they are very much crazy. They have all the power, yes. So as soon as, you know, he said that, he was put behind bars. And after a few days, the king went out on a hunting expedition. Now he went out, again like Parikshit Maharaj, he got separated from his troop. And here, he didn't go to hermitage. There were tribals who came and caught this king. Because what happened is, the tribals, they were giving a Narabali. They were killing a human. And that person was supposed to be killed, he ran away from that place. Now they're searching for someone who can be killed. And they got the king. Yes. They got him there, they nicely dressed him. Yes, did all the things that's supposed to be done before killing. Yes. And he was put in front of Mother Kali. And the pujari who was there, he lifted, you know, the huge sword to kill the king. And he lifted and he saw one thing. His thumb was cut. And he said, it's incomplete. This body is incomplete. We cannot offer an incomplete thing to Mother Kali. The body should be complete. Release him. No use. And when king was released, he remembered everything happens for good. He was very happy. He wanted to thank his minister. He went to the minister. And then he thanked the minister. Thank you so much. That day he said everything happens for good, but I didn't understand. Yes. But he had a question. He had a doubt. He said that, okay, I was saved. My life was saved. That was everything happens for good. But you were behind bars for so many days. You were doing so much of austerity. You were tortured behind the bars. What would happen with you? Then the minister said, see, I'm a very close minister to you. I would have been sitting on your house with you. Yes. We would have got separated. You were incomplete, but I was complete. I would have been killed. Yes. So in this way, you know, we understand everything happens for good. Maybe initially it is difficult to understand that particular circumstance. But when we look back and join the dots, we actually find, oh, this amazing plan of the Lord. Yes. And why are we supposed to think twice before we do something? As devotees. In the previous classes we have understood, human form is very rare. Yes, we have understood. We have heard theoretically, but have we realized? Human life is very rare, right? From Bhagavad Gita, second chapter. Neha vitrama nashosti pratyavayona visvalpamapyasya dharmasya trayatoma tomayam. So here it is said that one who practices devotional service, he actually skips the greatest danger, or is delivered from the greatest danger. What is the greatest danger?
Death.
Death is anyways going to happen. Yes. Going down the lower species of life. Like you start, one very nice analogy I heard. The analogy is like this, that man is blindfolded. Okay? And there are 84 lakh doors in circle. There's only one door which is open to get out of that maze which is there. And this person starts counting one after another. And he goes from one door to another door to another door. He starts counting and he's been told that 84 lakh door, you can actually get out. Yes. So he's counting. Yes. He comes to the last door which is open. Yes. And the second last door, when he's counting, he got the itch. He started itching. He forgot the count. And then, you know, he went again back to the first door. He skipped the 84 lakh door. Yes. So this analogy is like this, that when we miss the 84 lakh door, what is that door that we're talking about?
Human
form of life. Yes. So this analogy is anyways talking about 84 lakh, but we don't understand 4 lakh species are humans. Yes. So that door is open to get out of that maze, to get out of the cycle of birth and death. Other doors are closed. It means the animal species which is there, we cannot realize God. Yes, we cannot realize God. In today's level 1 Gita course, after this session which I'm going to give, I was thinking, talking about this. Okay, I guess you will not be there, so I will not talk about this concept. So humans have got intelligence, right? So they are able to understand and realize about God. But animals are busy doing 4 things. What are those? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, right? They're completely busy in that. They don't have any intelligence, right? So they don't have karma also. But humans do have. So any action that we're doing in Krishna consciousness or any activity that we're doing as human beings, we have got this concept of karma. And any wrong act, we get the bad reaction, and there's full chance that we go down to the lower species of life. Right? It's very important to think twice before we take a step forward. Right? But Uttara did not do that. She didn't think twice. She just went inside, lifted Krishna, and this lifting was like picking up a snake, thinking it's a rope. Now what happened next?
She was attempting to fool the Lord, like she thought she's trying to be better than something. That was her mindset.
No, she just came. She wanted to just disguise herself so that it's easy for her to enter the house.
So she knew that Lord will anyway know everything, right?
Actually, the thing is, the demons have this mentality. In the last class, which we had demonic and divine qualities.
They don't believe.
No, more than that, they're very proud of themselves. That I am very strong, I can do anything.
Oh, they want to overpower.
So she was thinking that just a child, yes, I'm Putana, I can go around and kill anyone. That was the motive. Yes, that's how she came there. Right. Now in Putana, what she did was, she lifted Krishna, yes, and she started feeding Krishna. Now the description says that Putana applied a very poisonous, thing onto her breast. And this poison is described that as soon as the poison is tasted, as soon as it comes onto the tongue of someone, that person will surely die then and there. Yes, it's like cyanide, one drop and gone. Yes, this was the poison which she had applied on her breast. And she started feeding Krishna. Now what Krishna did was, he started sucking milk, and along with that, he started sucking Putana's life air. Putana started feeling lot of pain. And in that pain, what she started doing was she started shouting and yelling out. Yes. She was not understanding that what is going on. Right? Small child, she's supposed to just drink milk. Why so much of pain? And Putana is trying to pull Krishna. Leave! What are you doing? Leave! And Krishna is not leaving. Krishna is holding very tightly. Yes. And in such a way that he's holding with his hands and with his legs also. So, lotus feet of Krishna was there in the body of Putana. Now, the description says here that when someone takes shelter of Krishna, even if the person wants to leave Krishna, Krishna will not leave that person. Yes. So, this is what this Putana is doing. So, Krishna gives the eternal shelter to everyone. Right? Krishna has the best plan for everyone. When we saw this, everything happens for good. Yes. When someone takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna gives full shelter. It is described that when a devotee takes shelter of Krishna, he goes according to the plan of Krishna. Because he knows very well, Krishna has the best plan for me. Why think so much? Right. But when we tell our plan to Krishna, yes, it's almost like cracking a joke in front of Krishna. Yes. Now we tell, now I'm going to this job. This end of the month, I'm going to get salary, and after that, I'm going to do this, do that, etc., etc. And Krishna is smiling. what plan you're talking about? I have the best plan for you. But the problem with us is we don't have enough faith in the plans of Krishna. We have a lot of faith in our plans. Yes? And we plan everything, and when something goes wrong, we start blaming the Lord. Just have faith on Krishna's plan. Yes? When we have faith on Krishna's plan, two things will happen. Yes? One is, we allow Krishna to execute his plan. Yes? Second, when we are telling that, Krishna, I want so and so things, Krishna will be like, okay, since you are asking, let me check your karma balance and okay. It's valid, let me give it to you. Now, what is happening? The guru karma is also decreasing when we are trying to give our plan to Krishna. Yes? So, two things are happening. We don't get the best plan. Second, our credits are also reducing. Why do all that? Yes, I gave you a technical aspect. But why do all this? Why do you think about all these things? Just execute Krishna's plan. Yes? Allow Krishna to execute his plan. So in this way, Putana is pulling Krishna and Krishna is not allowing. Krishna is saying that, you have taken my shelter, I will not allow you. Yes? And with this pain, when she was not able to bear this pain, she started running out of the house. Yes? When she started running out of the house, she assumed the huge form, her original form. It is, yes. And it is described when she fell down on the ground, she expanded into 12 miles. The trees on the 12 miles got shattered because she fell down on the trees. 12 miles body. And the description of Putra is very, very fearsome. The teeth of Putra is described with a plow. The mouth of Putra is described, that's how ghastly she was looking. Yes. Her eyes, you know, they were like sockets. Yes. Huge, you know, depth sockets. Yes. And then, you know, the body of Putra is described, and you know, this legs, hands, everything is described like a huge bridge. Now here we see that Putra tried hiding her identity as much as possible. But what did Krishna do? Krishna revealed her identity, the original identity, to everyone. Right? So in this way we understand that we might hide our original identity from anyone and everyone who are there around. Yes? Like when we enter the hall, we are so humble. Hare Krishna. Yes. And when we go out, we have a different identity altogether. Yes. So we might hide our identity from anyone and everyone. In fact, as close as the spouse or as close as the child. Yes. We can hide identity from any one of them like that. But we cannot hide our identity from Krishna. And when the right time comes, Krishna reveals our original identity in public as he did for Putra. Yes. So why wait till that point? Actually, instead of living a duplicit nature, what is happening when we are living a duplicit nature, we are hiding our identity, we are wearing different masks. Isn't it easy to keep changing the mask every now and then? You go to office, you have, you know, another mask. You come here, you have a different mask. You go out on the road, you have a different mask. Yes. Such a difficult thing. Yes, keep changing the mask again and again. Yes. We ourselves know it's very, very difficult not to keep changing the mask, but still we want to do it. But this duplicit nature will always keep us unsatisfied, right? And one very big understanding here we're getting is we might be duplicit, but our original nature or our original identity, Krishna will reveal someday in public. Let's better be straightforward, right? So Putra's identity was revealed. Now as soon as Putra fell down like that, Yashoda Mai is there, Rohini is there. All the gopis in the motherly affection, they are looking at Putra. Mother Yashoda, she fainted looking at Putra. Yes. And all the gopis who are there, they started running towards Putra. Now, what happened is, Putra is falling down there. She's fell down. And these gopis are running towards Putra. They're not thinking even once that she is a demoness.